Greetings, precious students. Glory be, I adore you. I am Sanat Kumara Melchizedek Venus. Please, precious students, I shall begin with our first question and allow you to share what it is that you would like Sanat Kumara to expand upon. First question, please.
Beloved Sanat, this is Raman. My question is regarding unlimited possibilities. Can you please expand on unlimited possibilities?
God bless you, son. Yes, indeed. That happens to be one of my favorite subjects. Indeed, as we look at Holy Creator, humans have a tendency to compartmentalize Holy Creator. They have a tendency to put divine source in a box. And it's based upon their own perceptions, their own experience. It's understandable that a human would base everything that they look at upon their own experience. They automatically assume that because they see it, this is the way it is. They automatically assume, because they cannot prove it, how can there possibly be something else? It's understandable. We knew it would be like this for the beloved humans on planet Earth. I work with all of you in the greatest of love, understanding, and allowing. I know that you are not truly adept at expansion unlimited. Now hear what Sanat Kumara is saying here. You are not truly adept at allowing expansion unlimited. So we take you in baby steps. We take you step by step by step as you learn to open and expand your viewpoints upon Holy Creator. So I do refer to God. More often than not, I refer to G-O-D as Holy Creator. Divine Source, He, She, It. And it is the It of Holy Creator that I love to share about. That would be what I would define as unlimited possibilities. So when we look at Holy Creator, you understand that G-O-D is a He. There are many that understand that also Holy Creator is a She. So you have both components. Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine. Now, let me call one more part of Holy Creator forward. I call it It. It is the unknown of Holy Creator. Now, this is where it gets fun, students. This is where it gets joyful. This is where it gets magical. This is where divine alchemy enters. Because this is not human when you look at Holy Creator this way. It means you've decided to step out of your comfort zone and open to more of divine source. So you don't tell God how God should look to you. You open and let God show up the way God knows it is for your highest good. So, unlimited possibilities, students. You have a tendency to say the sky is the limit. Well, that's a beautiful thought process. There's nothing amiss with that. What if you were able to look beyond the sky? What if you were able to take your expansion out to the cosmos? Now then, I'm going to go one step further, students. What if you were able to take your expansion of Holy Creator into infinity? That means there was no beginning. There was no ending to Holy Creator. Ongoing. Never ending. Didn't begin. Doesn't end. Infinity. Now, Mr. Brain can only go so far with that. And then he stops. Why does he stop? Because he can't quite put it all into category the way he is comfortable with. There's that word again, comfortable. Mr. Brain wants to be comfortable. God bless Mr. Brain. Now, when we take him out of his comfort zone, he has a tendency to get a little bit, well, oh, shall we say, skittish. We'll call it that word. He doesn't mean to be that way, but it's almost like you walked him into a dark room. He doesn't know where the door is. He doesn't know where the light bulb is. He can't find his way out of that room. And he sees what he doesn't understand. His eyes show him something that he doesn't understand. He calls it darkness. I can't identify this. It's not who I am. Oh my goodness. This can't be G-O-D. It can't be, because I can't explain it. Well, children look up into the cosmos at night. You see those sparkling diamond dewdrops in your skies. What is between the diamond dewdrops, students? Dark. Does it mean that Holy Creator could not be there as well? Holy Creator is everywhere all at once. Unlimited possibilities become possible for you. You make a pact with Mr. Brain, and you say to Mr. Brain, I want to know heart. I want to know unlimited possibilities. I want to open to the impossible becoming possible. I can't define everything for you, Mr. Brain, but I'm willing to be open, to be shown more and more and more of unlimited possibilities. That is the it of divine mind. And that is your journey into infinity and beyond. God bless you, son, for your beloved question. Next question, please.
Beloved Sonata Kumara, this is Sally. It is said, ask and you shall receive. If I am unable to ask, what does that mean? And if I can ask, what does that mean? Please expand on asking. Thank you.
God bless you, precious Sally. Well, students, you all have heard the saying, ask and you shall receive. So when one is not capable of asking, it means, oh, God bless you. It means Mr. Brain has got some hang-ups. This is where we love Mr. Brain. Students, I have to remind you that Mr. Brain has been through a lot of incarnations, and not all of them on planet Earth. He's got a lot of information. He doesn't bring it all forward. He doesn't. That is not his job to bring all information forward. His job is to allow Vessel, who is the human incarnation, to be able to look at heart and make decisions on what Vessel wants to do next. Now, Mr. Brain's job is to show Vessel unfinished business only if Vessel is ready to look. If Vessel is not ready to look at unfinished business, what does Mr. Brain do? He gets tight-lipped. He gets very tight-lipped. He holds it in. You all know those feelings inside you. You felt them. You felt those feelings inside you, and they cause you anguish. They churn in your guts, and it makes you feel not too good. That's Mr. Brain being tight-lipped. He gets very tight-lipped because he's watching his vessel, and he sees that his vessel is not ready to ask a question. So he will not be forthcoming on giving answers of how he feels until Vessel can ask the question. Now, what should Vessel be asking? Mr. Brain, why do you feel so yucky? Why are you feeling so upset, Mr. Brain? Then Mr. Brain can look at Vessel and say, wow, I've got some unfinished business on that subject, don't I? Whether that unfinished business is about my mother, whether that unfinished business is about my daughter, whether that unfinished business is about my bank account, whether that unfinished business is about my career, whether that unfinished business is about Bobby, Tommy, Susie, or Harry. It doesn't matter. He's got unfinished business. He will only come forward when Vessel can finally say to him, what is going on with you, Mr. Brain? Why are you so uptight? Now, right there, students, when Vessel can finally ask, that tells you Vessel is ready to heal old wounds of perceptions. It takes a while for one to get there. My vigil is that my students will see God before they will see Rome. And Rome is this experience you are in called human incarnation. I hold the sacred vigil that my students will see God first before they look at Rome. Then they will be ready to ask and ask and ask and ask and ask and ask and ask, and they will not stop asking. Ask and you shall receive. And if you didn't get an answer after your first 6 asks, then look at your heart and say, maybe I'm not asking the correct way. Holy Creator, show me how to ask God. Show me what I'm missing as I'm asking God. Because I know the answer is right there in front of me. It is always God's intention that you heal. Always. If the healing is not forthcoming, it is because your brain has an agenda in what you are asking. Go back to the drawing board and look at heart and say, show me how to ask. Apparently, the way I'm asking must have conditions on it. I must still be holding on to something, or you would have answered me, Holy Creator. That is correct, students. God bless you. Thank you for your precious question, sweet one. Next question, please.
Thank you, Sanat Samara. This is Violeta. My question is, we know that each person before birth chooses a task to take and a lesson to learn in the next lifetime. It breaks my human heart, however, to hear about children who die right after they're born or soon after, or at a young age. So please help apply the 5D perspective, because I cannot help but wonder what life lesson could they choose if they lived in the physical realm for such a short time.
God bless you, sweet one, for your precious question. I shall repeat it a little bit shorter and a little bit stronger, louder, so all of you can understand what she is asking. She is sharing that she understands everyone has a human contract. She is having a difficult time with understanding why children would come in at such a young age and exit at such a young age. Why would they choose this? It's a glorious question. It's very understandable because all of you humans watch these precious little babies being born, watch them preciously struggle for to keep a life going, and then they exit at such a young infant age. It seems senseless. It seems as if it's a waste of energy. This is where Mr. Brain doesn't understand a bigger picture. God bless Mr. Brain. Mr. Brain has conditions. He always did. Mr. Brain has conditions, students. If things don't go the way he thinks they're supposed to go, Mr. Brain has a tendency to say, why? God bless Mr. Brain. Why? Now, students, let me share with you something. When the soul comes in as an infant and they exit in a short amount of time, I want you to understand this first and foremost. The lesson was not for the infant who is an old soul. The lesson is for the mother and the father of that infant who exited in a short amount of time. The lesson was not ever for the infant. And are they robbed of an experience? I would like to see each of you sit in front of Holy Creator and ask Holy Creator, are they robbed? You already know the answer. They are an old soul. They agreed to play a very quick role for those two people they came through because there was unfinished business with them on another level, another time, another place. They knew they would come in and exit quickly. Now the lesson is for the mother, the father, and all of the family members. They are all observing what they do not understand. Their heartstrings are pulled tremendously. They are left what you might call raw, wounded, and open. And they have an opportunity at that precise moment to go in their heart and say, is it possible, God, that I'm only seeing a part of a picture? Is it possible, God, that I had unfinished business here, in bringing forward a life that you allowed me to bring forward, and then you allowed the life to exit as quickly? Is it possible, God, that I have unfinished business here? That it was never about the baby. It was always about my perceptions. Students, everyone on planet Earth in a 3D experience, you are here on an assignment. More than one. You have many assignments. One of them I call your human contract. And you have a contract that was written for you based upon your own past experience. So everything that you magnetize to you is because it's your unfinished business. And if a mother and a father experience a baby being born and taken quickly out of their presence, it is because that mother and that father had unfinished business on some level in their own journey. If you recognize this about others who experience this, as my student, I will look at each of you and say, since this draws so strongly in your heart, put them in our pyramid and sacredly enter white light into their heart and thank Almighty God that all of them will receive that which is for their highest good, so that they do not have to repeat this experience again. God bless you, students. I honor you with all of my heart. I value you, and I thank you for being here to listen to our beloved podcast today. I am Sanat Kumara Melchizedek Venus.